Did you know that half the material in the Bible written about Palm Sunday is about the donkey? You might wonder why so much print was given to a little donkey. That's because in the Old Testament and New Testament times, the donkey was a symbol of humility and peace and of Davidic royalty, as we read in Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, it was a message in motion for all the crowd that had gathered there that he was the unique Lord and King promised of God to Israel, as foretold by the prophets of old. For this particular Passover celebration, which Jesus knew would be his last, he had made arrangements in advance to secure an upper room where he would celebrate the Passover meal with his disciples and institute Holy Communion. And he had also made arrangements ahead of time to secure a donkey on which to ride in to Jerusalem. A clear and dramatic act that would awaken the minds of the people to the truth recorded in Zechariah 9:9, that their king would come to them riding on a donkey. Can you imagine Alexander the Great or Attila the Hun or Genghis Khan riding into a conquered city on a donkey? No way. But their steed of choice would have been a prancing, snorting war horse of bloody and violent conquests, not a lowly and despised donkey. Yet the humble, almighty Son of God came into Jerusalem riding on a beast of burden, the one who would bear the burden of our sins on that coming Friday. Why? All for the sake of those who should forever bow the knee and humble themselves before him, which is precisely what Christians do on Palm Sunday. And on every Sunday, we bow our knee and humble ourselves and worship the King of Kings, who himself humbled himself to become our servant, to live for us in order that we might live for him and humble ourselves and become servants to others in his name. Humility is one of the great lessons of Palm Sunday, that any level of life is raised up, is lifted, is exalted, even that of a despised and lowly donkey, when a higher and nobler power lays hold of it and makes use of it. Take, for example, the house that stands at 8th and Jackson Street in Springfield, Illinois. It's not a grand house, it's a very ordinary house, and yet thousands of people around our country visit it each year and stand in almost reverent silence on its grounds. Why? Because that is the only house that Abraham Lincoln ever owned before going to Washington to be inaugurated as president. Even a house takes on a dignity when it has been used by some great person who led a noble cause. Similarly, a common piece of parchment has become priceless because certain men wrote their names on it under a Declaration of Independence. That priceless document is now in our National Archives under glass and in a bronze case. These illustrations underscore the lesson of the donkey used by Jesus on Palm Sunday, that anything in life becomes valuable and dignified when a higher and nobler power lays hold of it and makes use of it. Whatever Jesus Christ touched and used, he dignified, he ennobled. And not simply things like donkey, like a donkey or bread and wine, but people too. No matter how looked down upon or lowly a creature or a person might be, Christ can use them. And by that use, he dignifies and ennobles them. He lifts them up, raises them up, exalts them. Just look at his first disciples. All of them were quite common and quite ordinary. And yet, Jesus used that group of common, ordinary men to turn the world upside down. He doesn't work only with the gifted or the educated or the influential or the highborn, but he works with anyone who will give him their heart and their will. Does that describe you? Have you given your heart and will to Jesus? Is it the greatest desire of your heart to serve and honor him, to love and obey him, to give glory to his name? If so, you can be sure that the Lord who made use of a despised and lowly donkey will make far greater use of you. When Jesus lays the touch of his call and command upon us, and we respond in faith and obedience, our lives will partake of the very nobility and dignity of his own. For that reason, we must never become prideful about ourselves as if there is something in us or about us that's better than other people, that Jesus should call us and use us for his grand gospel purpose. Not at all. But ours should be a pride that is forever humble because of the gratitude we feel at having been called for the grand purpose of the gospel, for having been called to be used of Jesus to spread the good news of his forgiveness and salvation to others, to extend the love of God in his name. But any dignity, any worth that may be ours, we know is a bestowed dignity and a worth that has been granted to us by Jesus Christ. It's a gift that we can never adequately compensate for, but one which, out of eternal gratitude to our Savior, Lord, and King, causes us to live for others just as he did, to turn the other cheek, to pray for and bless our enemies, and to love others as he first loved us. Corrie Ten Boom once said she saw herself as a donkey, who knows that praises aren't for it, but for the one it carries. Had the little donkey on Palm Sunday had the ability to think as we do, he too would have marveled that the Son of God should have chosen him, a simple beast of burden, to bear on his back the one who would soon bear the sins of the world on his back. This gives you and me something about which to marvel as well. Not only that God sent his only begotten Son to die for our sins, but that he has made us co-workers with him in the world. For just as Jesus chose the donkey to carry him into Jerusalem, Jesus calls us to take the gospel to the ends of the earth and to extend the love of God to others in his name. He has raised us up to such a high and noble purpose because he laid his hand upon us and has chosen to make use of us. Martin Luther once said, "There is not a maid in the kitchen who should not take pride in what she is, as much as a minister in the pulpit, if she is first of all the servant of Jesus Christ." Jesus himself did the most menial task of all by carrying a cross to a hill of execution. Who are we to say what's menial or not? After all, anything or any person becomes supremely valuable and dignified when a greater power lays hold of it and makes use of it. On the Isle of Wight in the English Channel is the famous Carisbrooke Castle with a well 200 feet deep. Above it, there is a donkey that works in a little round house. His job is simply to go round and round and round. He has no particular starting point and no particular ending point, but his task is to go round and round and round. And we might wonder, what's the use of such routine and menial plotting by such a disparaged beast? What's the use? By what he's doing, he's drawing water. Clear, clean water from the very deep well so that all who wish can get a cold, refreshing drink on a sweltering day thanks to that little donkey. There's a lesson in this for you and me. Whenever we feel like we're just going around and around in circles and doing the same thing over and over again and wondering what use it is or what good it is, we need to remember that anything we do for others in Jesus' name will be like a cold, refreshing drink of water to quench the parched soul of those who are thirsty for a touch of the living and loving God. It is Palm Sunday, and one of the great lessons we learned from the Palm Sunday donkey is this, that the Lord of glory, who gave dignity and worth to a despised and lowly animal, will give a place and honor even to such ordinary people as you and me. The world will probably not long remember our names, if even it knows them now. But we have it on sound authority, the authority of God, that we can dare believe and trust that through faith in Jesus' name, our name is engraved in the great Lamb's Book of Life. And so we cry out, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.